What is up, you beautiful people? Welcome back to the Built on Bitcoin podcast. I'm your host, Jake Blockchain. And today I have Adam David Jones on the podcast. He is the founder of a company called Zeer. And you can think of Zeer as next generation 911. So they're using the phone that we all have in our pocket. And it has all these little devices, you know, a microphone. It has an accelerometer, GPS, a webcam, and all of this can be used to track and take data when a crime happens. And you can use that later on when you're trying to put it into evidence to put criminals behind bars. So that's a super, super brief overview. I don't want to cover too much on it because Adam is a true rock star. And there's no better way for you to learn about what he's working on than to hear from the man himself. So let me not say any more, and we'll just jump right into this conversation with the founder of Zeer, Adam David Jones.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin.
Adam, appreciate you coming on, my man. How you doing today?
I am pretty good. It was a very difficult week. 3 days ago, my friend was attacked, and he's in critical care. And it is almost 6 years to the day when I was attacked, and I was in critical care. So this has been a hard week, man. But I gave myself some space yesterday and took a mental health day. And I'm feeling a lot better today. But honestly, Jake, it was a hard week.
I appreciate your honesty and your rawness. I got to say from my end, when someone who I respect reaches out to me and says, hey, this is someone you should probably have on the podcast, I try and really like turn an ear to that. And so when Will reached out and said, hey, like this Adam guy is building this interesting thing called Zeer Safe, might be a good fit. I was like, okay, cool. And then reached out to you. We booked it pretty quickly. And I always have this weird middle phase where I'm like, most people I interview, I know pretty well because I watched them from afar for a while. And yeah. I had zero data points on you. And so there's always like, it goes from like, I read the website and I book it. And then I'm like, okay, now what do I talk about? What does he even do? And I'm trying to fill in the gaps before then. But it's been nice since we booked that, you know, a few days ago to follow your Twitter and read some of your guys' website. What you guys is doing is very, very profound and interesting. But I also just love your fucking energy. So I just want to comment on I love the energy you give on Twitter, my man.
Thank you, man. Oh, man. And okay, so appreciate the energy on Twitter. I was not even a Twitter user much until Trevor said, this is how you're going to reach everybody like you. I was like, all right. I just started to tweet, really. Like, I had tweeted a little bit when I was like a professional actor. 7 years ago, and I was like, oh, this is how I can communicate with all of this community, all of this Stacks community. And I was like, damn, I like these people. I gotta keep tweeting, and it started to be fun. Oh, and Victoria from Stacks told me I should start a TikTok account. And at first I was like, come on, TikTok's for 12-year-olds.
Yep.
But then I was like, no, I can tell my story through TikTok.
That's right.
And my friend, who is also a film student from NYU, she has a TikTok account as well, and it's pretty good. I'm going to move into another room for noise. So, yeah, I'm glad that you checked this out. I'm glad you know a little bit about what we do. And I am here to answer any questions and just say right off the bat that why is nobody using blockchain DLT to prove a crime happened? Why?
It's a powerful statement. And when you say DLT, you mean distributed ledger tech, just to be clear?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Making sure. Let's dive in. So what's before we get to what you guys are building, maybe you gave me some backstory in an email, and it really does help to kind of color the picture of why, as we go deeper into the story and what you're building, there's really deep context and passion behind this. So maybe a little bit about your backstory before building ZeroSafe.
Yeah, sure. So six years ago in a month, I was staying in this home, my grandmother's house, while I was taking care of my grandfather while he died. Because that was important to me. He was my best friend, put me through college, always had my back when nobody else did. And I was out in California, you know, making movies, being in plays. I was a professional actor. But when I heard that he had Alzheimer's, I moved back here, take care of my pop. He died in February 6th, 2016. I was getting things in order. I was ready to move back to the West Coast, do my acting, kiss girls and play with swords, do my acting thing. And my friend asked me to help organize a Bernie Sanders rally. And I was a Bernie Sanders fan in 2016. So I did. And I threw the Pennsylvania Hemp Festival a few years in the past. So I had some organizational experience and I was a producer. And when I tried to go home that night, some man struck me in the back of the head with the cinder block. The same man tried to rape my friend moments later. He was covered in my blood. My money was in his pocket. He was picked up by police in under an hour. Under an hour. So they knew who it was. I was in a coma for a month. I had to learn how to eat, speak, and walk again. And then a year later, I thought this was a 20-year-old kid, right? I thought somebody just overreacted and they hurt me unnecessarily. I get to court. He's a 50-year-old man, 280 pounds, 6'5". He could have said, just give me your money and I would have gave it to him. He represented himself at the trial. He cross-examined me and I remember nothing. And then he was acquitted by a jury. He was covered in my blood, threatened to rape my friend, had my money in his pocket, and was acquitted by a jury. Why? Like, we can capture evidence on our on our phones and put people away when we really need help. And that's why I got interested in blockchain technology. I mean, I had heard about Bitcoin in 2013 or 14. And I understand the value if you live in Venezuela or maybe even Russia right now, actually. But I can't eat it. It's as valuable to me as a dollar bill. However, the practical use cases of DLT is almost infinite. And particularly when we talk about putting people in prison who are violent criminals, who have already been tried for other violent crimes. If you call 911 right now, they have no idea where you are. There's no evidence recorded. I mean, come the fuck on. excuse my language.
We can keep it raw and uncut here. It's totally fine, my man. Let it out.
It's 2022, man. Like, Like this thing I'm talking to you on is a goddamn supercomputer. Like it can run its own AI. Like, why don't we use that instead of trolling through Tinder? Why don't we use this to like protect ourselves, protect people we love? It's absurd to me. Like, technology should be about people. You know, it should be about who we are as people. So that's what happened. And I didn't know I would start a technology company when I first went down this path. But when he was acquitted by the jury, I was like, no. Like, I don't want to just dress up in a bat suit and get people and put them in jail. I want to do this at scale. I want to do this for not just the 40 million people that are survivors of violent crime in the United States. I want to do this for the 1 billion people, for the 100 million women in India who are victims of sexual assault and never get justice. Because that's who fucking I am. And that's why we are where we are.
Okay. I'm trying to think what to attack next, because there's so much here. And there's little pieces that I find so interesting, because even when you were assuming positive intent when you just assumed he was just a young, misguided young kid. And it kind of shows your character where it's like, you know, this inhumane thing happened to you, and still in the back of your mind, you're just like, it's probably some dumbass.
Exactly, man. Like, some guy was hungry, like he overreacted. You know, I never believed in the terribleness of humanity until after this happened to me. And honest to God, I still don't believe that it could not be improved. I still don't believe it's like, if we turn on a camera to every bad person, everybody who raped another person, everybody who hurt people without reason, I still don't believe that we could not turn that around in humanity with something like Zier.
So we haven't had DLT that long, but we've had geolocation phones in their pocket, cameras and microphones for a while.
Yeah.
Why has this taken so long? And what comes to mind, and you tell me if I'm off base or not, but there's this tug of war between privacy and security. And so, you know, if I think about, I don't have kids yet, but if my daughter goes missing, like, I want every traffic camera on, I want every microphone, like I want Minority Report on my daughter.
Yeah.
But when things are good, we assume, please leave me alone. And so there's this push and pull between privacy and security. Is that what makes this so difficult? Is this like underlying kind of like war between these truthfully beneficial things on each side, their kind of polarities? Or how do you view that?
That's a very good question. I don't believe that, like, it's why it doesn't exist. I believe it's mostly an issue of power over the data. And I believe it's an issue of trust. If you give people power over their data, what they record, when they record it, why they record it, have full access to delete or never share it with anybody else, I believe they might trust you. Maybe. And America is much more careful about this than the EU is, for example, which we already have a sandbox. We're testing our product. And NG112 is a little further than NG911 in the US. but still they have those, they're a little fearful of it, and they should be, right? And people that come from the distributed DLT community, like, we're decentralized for a reason. We believe in democracy over authoritarianism. We believe in decentralization as a better option of government over a central government. It's a very American thing, actually. For whatever it is, it's a very American idea, and states' rights and such. But I think the reason that it hasn't become more popular, like you said, this technology exists. I'm not.
You can do it. It's fine. Let it go.
I am not reinventing the wheel here. I am leveraging what you carry around in your pocket, what I carry around in my pocket, and I'm doing it for good. If you get an honest to goodness, and this sounds so like not the technical like reason why people have not adopted it. If people trust you, if people trust me for who I am, maybe they will trust a product like this. Because if you think that your data, because you recorded a sexual assault that happened to you, goes without your knowledge to your school or your even friends or to the police, you've broken that trust. Like, that's a personal thing. Crime is a personal thing. What happened to me is personal. Maybe it wasn't to the guy who hurt me, but it fucking is to me. And so I almost think it's more of a communication issue and a trust issue than anything else. And that sounds like so simple. Well, why haven't these other billion-dollar companies solved it? Why hasn't Apple solved it? Why hasn't Google solved it, et cetera? And honest to goodness, I'm not sure why. Well, but you know what? God damn it, somebody needs to solve it. And if they're not gonna, I guess I have to.
You're the second person that this week that I've interviewed that has said that. They're like,
really?
there's someone that has more money. There's someone smarter than me that has more resources and a better equipped team that's going to do this better than I could. I'll just wait. And when it's ready, I'm going to use it for sure. And it doesn't happen. And it just so happens that if you need a good stacks podcast, I have to be that guy. And if you need to, you know, have the utility to have someone be able to feel safe and secure to capture something heinous that's happening in the moment, it might be Adam creating that tool. But you said,
and I'll never quit. I don't care if Google does it. I don't care if Apple does it. I don't care if Slack does it. What I care about is solving the problem. 100%. I don't care who does it, how it's done. I want to solve the problem. And it's overtime to solve that problem. I mean, like, you know, we're talking on an iPhone right now.
100%.
This could have captured data to put that motherfo in prison that did this to me. Almost definitely did this to me. And why not?
You touched on something that I want to highlight, which is it's a trust thing. And we see that with the police and body cams, where like it's good that we have body cams now because we can see a lot of things happening that we're getting slid under the rug for way too long. But it's still kind of a black box. We know there's still more things that we don't see than we do see. Mm-hmm. And if I don't want to watch, you know, 99% of the videos that are on those body cams. Like I just don't have the makeup for it. But if they were out there, it would build trust in people knowing like that person was out of line or that person was out of line. And we can actually build back that trust between the police and its citizens, and it becomes a two-way street. And it's exactly what your tech does too.
That's exactly it. That's my long-term strategy. If you live stream, let's say with some delay, because you don't want, and I've thought about this a lot, you don't want witnesses and et cetera to be on camera in real time so they can be hurt by perpetrators. But if you live stream it in real time with a slight delay, or with, you know, shade, or, you know, take out people's faces and identifying marks, why could you not stream that in real time to the same community that you're trying to keep safe? That is my long-term solution. And it was like almost my introduction to the market solution until Axon, which used to be Taser, released a very similar thing, but without the live streaming aspects, in Seattle in 2019. But if you want to build trust with your community and improve policing, you will be transparent.
100%. Well, we've been talking for coming upon a half hour, and
holy crap. I'm sorry.
I know time is flying, and this is a good conversation, but we haven't touched on what you guys are actually building yet. So yeah. I'd love to give the people more kind of like color into what is ZeroSafe. What do you guys offer?
Okay. Zero is next generation 911. So NG911 is sharing rich data with first responders and 911 operators, ECC, emergency call centers. So that way people can get to you more quickly and help you, right? So every time you call 911 now, you have to open your phone. Generally, most people do. Dial at 911, hit send. Like this should be the thing that is most frictionless in your life ever. So Zero creates an emergency response system with connected devices and uses machine learning so you can do it autonomously. You're walking in a high crime neighborhood like I was, and I had no idea. Maybe Zero starts recording evidence right away, and your phone hears a gunshot, recognizes you hit the ground quickly, the accelerometer, you know what I mean, and calls for help quickly. Zero takes a lot of data and compiles it and determines if you're likely in danger and can't call for help, or you're having a heart attack, or you're choking, etc. Right now, if you call 911, nobody will know what's going on. If you don't tell them where you are, you're not going to get help. But I can share my location with Domino's app, and they'll come to me in 5 minutes with a $5 pizza, and they'll ask no questions. Why? If I call 911, or I want to call 911, it's the most important moment of my life. That's what Zero does. It tries to create a frictionless response from danger to emergency responders to prosecution with the Stax blockchain. That's what, I mean, there are some competitors who do something similar in many ways with voice recognition that's low-hanging fruit for machine learning. Or there's some other competitors that use response to at least share where you are, but not the live audio video, which we do. But no surprise, there's nobody in Web3 who records things to a DLT So nobody can mess with that data. Doesn't matter if you're Joe Biden, Vladimir Putin, or anyone. You can't mess with it. And if we cannot create a world that is post-post-truth age, where you are responsible for anything that you do, good or bad, I don't think we can move into a truly free society. This is very philosophical, but we all have to be responsible for what we do anywhere, and everybody needs to be free to be themselves anywhere. And that's the only way we can create a better world. And I believe that before I was attacked, I never worried about anything. I went anywhere. I trusted everyone. And now it's very hard for me to go somewhere without a friend and even feel safe no matter where I go. And I want everybody, I want to feel like I used to feel before this happened to me.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And it's funny when you put it so side by side with other things, like that Domino's pizza example. You do just hear it and you go, what the fuck is going on? Like, why has this not, it's almost, I have lost for words thinking about it too. And I haven't dealt with anything crazy like that. So first of all, I want to give props to you, because going from something so dark and turning it into something so powerful and bright. And some of the strongest people I know have gone through the most shit. There's something about it where it's like, there's the old adage of like, a pressure makes diamonds. I think that's true. Like,
yeah,
most pressure crushes people, but the people that get through it become the ones that lead for everyone else. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for that.
No doubt. Never going to quit. And it created who I am today.
I got a couple more questions, but so how, first of all, are you guys currently live? This is currently active and going, so people can be protected by this currently?
Only if they ask. Right now, we are focused on the B2B market and higher education. If we prove the B2B market works, we're focused on B2G. We have some influence in some small governments in the northeastern United States, because the long-term strategy is not to just give this to certain token holders, but to allow everybody to use it to keep themselves safe. If you check back with me in 6 weeks, it will likely be B2C available. But right now, we are solely focused on B2B higher education.
Okay. And I'm not super familiar. What are those use cases, or how are you protecting? How is it being used in this B2B fashion?
Cool. When a young person goes to a party and maybe they drink, maybe they don't, and they want to leave that party, they can choose who will be their emergency contact. That's one of the things that Zier does. So that emergency contact can notice when they leave a geofence and automatically live stream location and data to that person and to the cloud that they can delete later. They never have to return that data in unless they want to. And then it will automatically turn off when they get back to their dorm room, their apartment, their girlfriend's boyfriend's apartment, et cetera. So right now, the focus is on trying to prevent especially sexual assaults in college campuses, where one out of three women will be sexually assaulted in the first or second year of their experience in college. Because if there is ever a time that you needed he said, she said something to stop that from happening, that is where Zier can do the most help most quickly. Because when it's recorded on this platform, you cannot fake it. You cannot mess it up. It's fact.
Okay. And when it is being uploaded to the cloud, mm-hmm. and you said that you could choose to delete it or not, but by default, say if something horrible was to happen and they become incapacitated, how is that the nuanced piece handled? It is it by that's default a, uploaded or just yeah, take it how you want, but I'm curious.
That's a great question. It's by default uploaded.
Okay.
If you are in a coma like I was, or you're God forbid, excuse me, dead. The next of kin will need approved by us internally, probably by myself, actually, to do anything with that data. Unless we are legally obligated to give up that data, we never will. Even if you're in a coma.
Okay. And that, I've been around crypto enough to know that the blockchain is very sparse with sizes. So like you can only put so much on chain. How are you wrestling with those constraints?
That's a trade secret.
Okay.
It's a great question. That's the thing that we do differently than anybody else.
Okay.
And we developed a trade secret that we can approve or prove any moment of a video that could run for hours at pennies and gas.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll leave it right there. I don't have any more questions. This topic is heavy, but it's very important. And so this has been super interesting to explore with you. What you guys are building is super needed. Any closing thoughts or things that I didn't touch on that you'd like to kind of end with?
Let's do this, man. This is a clear instance where DLT is valuable, not just because for your finances to invest in Bitcoin, which is the most secure ledger in the world, or if we want to do something good with distributed ledger technology, why don't we use it to solve crime? I mean, anybody that cares about this mission, even half as much as I do, if they want to come on our team, please message me, because I can promise you one thing, and I will never give up. I will keep trying to solve this problem till I die and or I solve it. So if you care about a problem that everybody suffers from, let's work together.
That's a perfect way to end it. I would not want to get between you and any problem you're about to
baby, attack. I will eat you up like a little dog.
Nobody
can.
All the greatest founders bend reality to their will because the problem is that important to solve. So any kind of obstacle just becomes a speed bump over time. So I'm confident after talking to you for this past half hour that the future for these kind of issues is going to be brighter. It seems that way. And it's crazy it's taken this long. It's crazy that you had to go through what you've gone through and then come through that. And now you're the guy doing it. But
whatever it takes. If I'm not the guy, I will give money to the guy to do it. But we are going to do it.
I love it. Adam, thank you. Thank you so much for enlightening me. What you guys are building is awesome. Thank you for blessing the audience with this podcast, this information. We appreciate it. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, brother. And thank you for giving me some time. Good man. And let's make the world better.
Love that. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin.
I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right here waiting.
I've been waiting now. I've been trying to figure out a way to make it out. Make it out, because I don't think about everything.